Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Join us today for another round of questions and answers. Well, today's a special episode. We're going to do just a few question answers.
Yes.
And along the way, we do these periodically where we, you know, compile questions that we've received in our conferences and our revival meetings. Mm-hmm. And here's just quite a few. We were actually in a conference recently, and they had a list. They had these cards that you could fill out with question answers. And then Bethany and I took an entire hour to answer those. Mm-hmm. And our daughter was with us in this particular conference, our charity. And of course, she's the youngest young.
Yes.
And so she submitted a question. She actually put two. And we just thought we'd start with those. Here was her opening question. Such a help in a family conference. She asked, is water wet and why? And so you want to answer that one, love?
I don't, because I don't have the scientific mind in this relationship. But when I drink water or I use water for anything, it is wet, and the Lord knows why.
She was really proud of this when I had a big conversation with her about it. We were sitting in the truck waiting on Bethley somewhere. I forget exactly why. And so I said to her, so what do you think? Is water wet? And then she launched into this possibilities thing. And we had a funny little conversation there. Her second question was, if the plural of mouse is mice, shouldn't the plural of spouse be spice?
It absolutely should, because you should have a spicy marriage.
Yes, you should. Although I said to her, if you have plural spouses, there would be no spice there either. So there's another way to look at that.
Hadn't thought of that.
And I'm laughing because my wife's facial expression there was just priceless. That was awesome.
That's an episode for maybe not this podcast, the plural spouse.
Yeah, I don't think we would have to deal with that one probably.
No, probably not.
Okay, so here's a good question, and get ready. So put your thinking cap on, love, and answer this question. How do you get a quiet, withdrawn man to talk? And then the follow-up question was, should I even expect him to? That's a good question.
It is a very good question. There are several reasons that a husband might be more quiet. It may just be his personality. And certainly you would know that before you got married. I would think that your husband was a little quieter, and maybe it wasn't as glaring because you weren't together all the time. And when you did get together, you as the lady in the relationship had a lot to say, or maybe you were with other couples, and so the conversation was all filled in. And so now you're married, and that quietness just seems to reverberate throughout your house. So it may just be a personality thing. And if you fell in love with him that way, then just keep loving him the way he is now. It could be that there is maybe an issue that has come up in his heart, something that you don't even know about that has caused him to become a little bit quieter, a little bit more withdrawn. I know sometimes ladies will say to me, I cannot get my husband to talk. I cannot get him to be part of a conversation. I'm trying to ask him about an issue or even just have conversation, and he won't talk. And sometimes, ladies, I wonder if it's because we won't let him. Maybe we just jump in, and, you know, we have talked about on earlier episode how that men process things so much more slowly than ladies do, and we can rapid fire our thoughts to our husband, and we think it's normal and natural because that's how God made us. God made our brain synapses to connect very, very quickly. And it could be that your husband is so overwhelmed by what you're saying, he can only process one of those thoughts at a time. And he's thinking, all right, she just threw 15 different thoughts at me. And, you know, to us as the wife, we're thinking they're all connected. To him, they all sound very separate. And he's really not sure what to say and which one to address first, or even how he should process all of them. And so it can be frustrating to us as a wife. We can think, why isn't he saying anything? Well, he's just trying to process it. He's trying to even see where he should go with this huge rapid fire conversation that his wife is trying to have. And so it may just be the way God made him that he physically and mentally cannot process as quickly as we can. So just give him some time to jump in, and then also give him opportunity to jump in. Sometimes we're just like rapid fire, and then we give him 2 seconds, and then we're like, you're not saying anything. Why aren't you saying anything? Are you upset that I brought up this issue? What's going on? What's in your heart? Tell me, baby, what's in your heart? And your husband's going, wait, I'm like 5 minutes behind you in this conversation. I have no idea what you're saying.
At this point, we're not even sure we have a heart. We're just trying to figure out what was said.
So give him time. That's what I would say. So first of all, give him grace. If this is his personality, just learn to enjoy it. And enjoy the few words that he does say. Usually, if it's a man of few words, there are some there's some wisdom coming out of that deep, deep well that you have married. But also, have patience, because it could just be that he's overwhelmed by all that you're saying to him. And he's learned over the months or years that you've been married that, you know, I just don't know what to say because I can't process as quickly as she does. And then she gets frustrated. So I'm just not going to say anything.
That's really good. And I might even add to that, if there is a problem, ask about it. Let him know that if there is, you want to talk about it. And maybe even say, you know, could we schedule a time? Would you think about it? Is there something I could do differently? So you can ask questions rather than, sometimes I think a lady wants a husband to answer right away. What's the problem? Tell me what's the problem.
Right.
And for a man, he has to consider in his heart, he has to get all the, if you will, all the ducks lined up in a row about his emotions and feelings and thoughts before he can express them. Mm-hmm. So give him some time in that regard. And maybe even do things together. If he's a quiet man, you know, and sometimes you can go different directions, but maybe just find some way if he's watching a game, just watch the game with him.
Right. Connect.
And when you go out to eat, ask questions and then listen, let him talk.
Right.
And that's important.
It is. And I would just jump in here and say, ladies, most men do not talk in detail like we do. So that if you ask your mom or your sister or your best friend, hey, how was your day? What'd you do yesterday? She's going to give you great detail usually. But if you ask your husband the same thing, he may say, oh, it was fine. And he's good. He's had conversation. He's done. Yeah.
And what happens for a lady is that ladies give details all at one time.
Right.
And for us as men, we often it's a process of time.
Yes.
So that you know, like I've always told the stories about how that when I would call my mom and we would talk for 20 or 30 minutes, as soon as I would hang up the phone, Bethley wanted to know, what'd she say? And quite honestly, at that point, I haven't even processed what we had said. So, right. You know, usually I'd say, like, well, you know, they're fine. Mm-hmm. But then later I'd remember, oh yeah, mom said this. And right. Then I would bring that up. Mm-hmm. And then later, maybe something else. Mm-hmm. So men do talk in a slower rate, and just to understand that. And if there's a problem, try to solve that problem, give him the time to think it through.
Right.
And then spend time together. Just yes. Some practical advice here. Spend time together. Mm-hmm. If you're a man listening to this, remember, men, that one of the things about communication for men is that we listen to our wife not to fix things, but to find out her feelings about it. Mm-hmm. And that's a process. You have to pray for wisdom about that. We want to listen to her feelings. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point of communication. The wife needs you to listen to her feelings. But ladies, I would say that sometimes your husband needs to listen without you pummeling him.
Right.
And I don't mean you attack him. I just mean sometimes he shares something and then you barrage him with, you know, 10 or 15 questions right away because you are detail oriented by God's design.
Right.
And so maybe slow down a little bit there and listen to his idea first, mm-hmm. and then gently ask all the questions that you need to ask. It's not that we're different or that it's wrong.
Right. It's just different.
We are different. So
I would, I have a personal illustration. I know when David travels without us, which is not often, but we will talk nightly on the phone and I want to know, how is the service? What did you do today? Where did you go eat? Did you have fellowship with anyone? What did you talk about? Did you counsel anyone? How did that go? And what did you preach? And how do you feel that went? And, you know, so I want to ask all the questions. And often by the time David has talked to me, it's, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and he's tired, first of all. Secondly, he's been with people all day and he's been talking. So his word usage is about done for the day. And he will answer me. He's not belligerent at all, but it's usually pretty short answers. And then he'll want to know about my day, and he will listen as I give him blow by blow detail.
And it's so true.
Yes. And then, you know, we say, I love you and good night. But also when he gets home, usually that is the time that David fills me in on all the details. He's more rested. He's come in. He's more relaxed. He's unpacking. And he tells me about the meeting. And sometimes I'm thinking in my heart, this happened Monday night and this is Friday. And you could have told me this Monday night after the service. But I have learned Monday night after the service, he's too tired to talk about all of that detail. But Friday, he's home, he's more relaxed. And I can just listen then to his whole week. So ladies, maybe that's just what it is. Maybe you need to have a time where your husband's just a little more open, a little more relaxed, and listen to him talk.
Yeah, and one thing I think for men too, ladies, for you to understand is that men have to process things in their own mind before they can share it.
Right.
You share things and that's how you process it.
True.
And so as you're sharing, you're processing it. It's just all fitting together for you. You True. Have to talk about it to process it. Men have to process it in order to talk about it.
Yes.
And I do remember sometimes when I'm on the road, I always think to myself before I call Beth Lee, I think, you know, I need to think through details. She wants details. And so both of us can work at that. She right. works to understand, and I work to, okay, how many details can I give today? And
maybe I'm just a little too curious, but I'm just like, where'd you go to eat? Oh, what'd you get to eat while you were there? I don't know.
Sometimes I don't even remember. Well, I know that I ate something. You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today was another round of question answers, and we sure hope you enjoyed those. And we hope you'll join us next week as we continue our discussion in the series entitled Seven Vital Steps for Building a Christian Family.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.